Maybe you've had the flu. Maybe it's hit someone in your family. The outbreak is one of the worst in decades in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties, with the death toll topping 40 people.
It's the worst that we've had in at least in 10 years that we've gone back and documented, and probably in the 19 or 20 years that I've been here in the county.
Dr. Robert Levin is Ventura County's public health officer.
We have 33 fatalities. Five people under 65 years of age of those 33. None of them are children. The remainder, 28 people, 65 or over, and the majority of them are 75 or over.
In Santa Barbara County, the influenza death toll is also growing. Dr. Charity Dean is Santa Barbara County's public health officer.
As far as I know, we still stand at 8 deaths, and they were all over age 65. However, because deaths over 65 are not reportable, it's very possible there could be more. We just aren't aware of them yet because their death certificates aren't done.
Dr. Dean says the region's ERs are swamped by flu cases. She stresses that if you think you have the flu or do have it, you should contact your primary health care provider and not go to the ER unless it's a life-threatening situation.
If your symptoms are not serious and urgent and life-threatening, please go see your primary care provider or an urgent care. Avoid using the ER so that the ER can be saved for people who really do have a life-threatening emergency. We always see this problem during flu season where people go to the emergency room instead of going to an outpatient clinic. But this year, it's particularly severe.
In some cases, you may even be able to get flu treatment without seeing your doctor.
Go to your care provider or call your care provider's office. There are some care providers who you call that they have some guidance for the other people that work in their office, like the nurses, that will be willing to forward you a prescription from your provider over the phone for Tamiflu.
And Ventura County Public Health Officer Dr. Robert Levin says if you didn't get a flu shot yet, it's vital to go do it.
People frequently ask in the middle of a flu outbreak, what do I do? And the healthcare provider says, well, get your flu shot. The person says, well, I mean, it's almost over. But what we're seeing here is the first two-thirds of this flu was influenza A, which is one of the influenzas covered in the flu shot. Influenza B has gone up to almost half the cases. So we're seeing kind of a camel with two humps here. B is also covered in the shot, so get your flu shot.
Dr. Levin says we still have several weeks left in what's considered to be the traditional flu season. He says they're also closely watching some cases locally of what's believed to be a variation of influenza.
We're starting to see a number of people in the county who have swollen cheek glands, like the mumps. But these people that have been tested have not had the mumps. And we're not 100% sure, but we have an early indication and a solitary indication that it could be related to influenza B.
And above all, healthcare officials say if you think you have the flu, there's one thing you have to do out of consideration for others.
If you feel like you've got symptoms of the flu, please don't expose other people to it. Yes, stay home.
Lance Orozco, KCLU News.